Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. Last week we began discussing the beautiful name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Wakil, the accomplisher. Everything we do in our life is accomplished with the barakat of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Insan, khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Insan is weak. He can't do much. It's only by the fazl of Allah, the karam of Allah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that anything can be achieved. It's only by the fazl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haleem. Allah is very tolerant. Allah overlooks. Allah ta'ala gives a lot of respite. So how to get this yaqeen upon the zat and the being of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So we discuss this beautiful name of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wakil hasbun Allah. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So last week we had mentioned that the meaning of the following verse of the Qur'an Sharif, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the command in Surah Al-Muzzammil, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, direct command given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and by extension to the ummah, so take him, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a helper. Allah is saying, I am there to help you. As Abu Hazrat Wala says also, that imagine you have a friend and you go to him, and you say, I need assistance right now. I need 10,000, I need 100,000 rand. So when you ask him, you become so ecstatic and happy. I'm so happy you came to ask me. So instead of 100,000 rand, I'll give you 200,000 rand. Because you came to me. If only we have a friend like that. Allah Ta'ala make us friends like that. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, I am the type of friend. That when you ask of me, just asking me, I get so happy. I reward you for your asking also. The dua you make because you asked me, so I reward you for your dua that you asked me, and I will give you what you want also, and even extra than that. Allah is akramul akramin. Allah is the most kind. Allah Ta'ala gives more than we can expect, bighayri istihqaqin wala minna, without being deserving of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more than we can expect. And how many times do we say also, I just had this thought in my mind. I just made this dua. I just made this wish, and Allah Ta'ala sent so much, but I asked for jannat at least. And then to Allah give again, and again, not that one dua you made is used up right till Jannah, Allah is still giving. Then you think to yourself, I should ask something better than this. But how Allah Ta'ala give this on your thought? So Allah Ta'ala says, take him as a helper. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Is that one should hand over all one's affairs, matters and conditions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also, our Honorable Shaykh Dam Barakatuhu says, that when you hear these things, that hand your matters, affairs and conditions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear this, we feel a bit heavy on the heart. Now this is something I've got to get to that level of iman, yaqeen, and really now put my mind to it, and with all my heart, hand everything over to Allah. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not going to. He says, no, just say it. Ya Allah, hand everything over to you. I just hand it over to you. Just say it also. Just say it. That too is enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting. Is he going to say it? So just saying it also has effect on the heart. Just that moment the person is in a fix right now, and he just reads the ayat, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Ya Allah, I take you as my helper. It's already done. Like how you send somebody, Assalamu alaikum, I just need some assistance, some help. Then you think twice, you delete. You just delete. Then to his reply. Say, what happened, boy? You deleted. You needed something. Just on your delete also, is prepared to ask, something happens, an emergency, you deleted the message, anyway I can help. So imagine by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, somebody sends you that message, whether your daughter, whether the son, whether the parent, or some friend also, maybe he felt shy, maybe something happened. Alright? So, or he said it was a, what they say, mistake or error, whatever it may be. But then do you reply to it? Rather say, even by mistake too, you took the vitamin tablet, it's going to help you. By mistake you took the name of Allah, that too is full of barakat. So imagine asking Allah Ta'ala intentionally, say, Allah, I make you my helper. Allah said, done. You just said it, at least you thought about me. At least you thought at that moment that I am ni'am al-wakil, the best of those that will accomplish whatever you need. So just to say it, we don't have to. That's why I say we have this thing, I have to become a buzruk first. Then Allah will listen to me. And our Shaykh al-Hadith will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality, Allah's help is with the weak ones. Those weak ones, they cry out to Allah, Allah will help them.
And I wasn't to see also, we are the handicapped ones. The handicapped one in the house has more, gets more attention. Yalla, we are handicapped in every sense of the word. Whether our iman, whether amal, whether taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala says, take me as your helper. Technically, this is referred to as tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of tawakkul is that a person expends all his energies and makes full effort to fulfill a noble objective. He exerts himself to the best of his ability and then leaves the outcome in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not trust his own efforts, nor does he become proud over the efforts made by himself. This is ultimately by the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Nabi of Allah, he will say, "O ma tawfiqi illa billah." Whatever I can achieve or come, whatever I'm doing is only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Nabi of Allah is saying, so whatever I am trying to do, whether he's done right also, is only by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will accept it. Abandoning all permissible means and entertaining false hopes is not tawakkul, but ta'attul, remaining idle and useless. Before this command of tawakkul, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib, Allah is the sustainer of the east and the west, has been mentioned. In this, there is indication that the being who nourishes and sustains the entire world and the being who is responsible for fulfilling all its needs from the first to the last is the only being worthy of placing one's trust in. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mashriq, Maghrib, the east, the west, the horizons belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who places his trust, the one who places trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be deprived. To whatever level it may be. As we mentioned now, we want to put a very high level, then Allah will do what I want. Even at a low level, very low level also, a person just says it, "Ya Allah, I know you'll do it for me." That too will find. And subhanAllah, how many years we're not doing this and Allah is still doing it? How many years we're not even saying to Allah, "Ya Allah, you did it," but Allah is still doing it. So imagine now when we do say it, how Allah Ta'ala will make it happen also. So Allah just wants to be recognized. Allah Ta'ala wants to be recognized, and that we hand everything over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif clearly states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And he who places his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him, that is for all his problems and needs. The quality of wakil, he teaches us not to be afraid of doing anything due to difficulty. So sometimes we might find something difficult, but we find difficult because the trust is not there. Allah will do it. We must just take one step ahead. Subhanallah. Our Shaykh teaches us also. There was a certain alim was starting a Darul Uloom. So he had the first delivery of bricks came through. So then Hazrat went to visit the madrasa. So person was giving Hazrat the whole rundown of the Darul Uloom, the madrasa, we want to start it, some bricks came already. So we're waiting for all the bricks to come, donations to come, contribution. Then we'll start, so it might take some time. So this is, you know, even the one brick came, you must start already. Trust in Allah. Put the one brick in the name of Allah, the rest will follow. So what you have there, you start with that. Don't wait for everything to come. Just start with that, and from there, subhanAllah, now the madrasa, 300-400 students. He said, don't wait. You just start Bismillah. Place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't find it difficult. You might think, now wait, I want to start now. Just start it. And you see how Allah ta'ala will just send everything through and how the project will come to completion, placing. You expend all your efforts, whatever you can do. Now leave the outcome to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will make it happen. So the quality of wakil teaches us not to be afraid of doing anything due to difficulty. We should hand all our affairs to Al-Wakil, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true achiever. The Qur'an Kareem explains this concept time and again. The only true achiever is Al-Wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The speciality of this blessed name is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even commanded the Bani Israel in the Torah, أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala commanded the Jews, Bani Israel of that time, that Allah tattakhidu, Allah commanded them, do not take anyone besides me as a helper. Before you can ask, yes, you might think also now that only Allah is there, so finish, don't ask anyone else. Allah says, you ask me first. Ask me first, then if you have to ask somebody else, then is there a problem? But first trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without being by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you'll be let down, your heart will break. Then you won't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala first. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient as a helper. You won't need anyone else. Allah ta'ala will turn the hearts. And how beautifully, Hazrat says also, that whether you ask somebody for assistance, or somebody offered you, or even somebody invited you. Somebody invited you also and you went there. The reality is, Hazrat says, that it was actually your sustenance on his dastarkhan. Not that he fed you. Allah fed you on his dastarkhan. It was your share of rosy in his pocket. Allah Ta'ala placed it there. It wasn't for him, it was for you, but Allah Ta'ala sent it via him. But to take it with izzat and with honor and dignity. The Quran Kareem addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the following words, just as it is your habit to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue doing so in the future. Never accept the views of the disbelievers and hypocrites. Do not be in the least concerned, even if they all gather together and form a huge faction, make schemes, try to entice you with false offers, offer cunning advice, and try to make you lean towards their ideas. Never allow the fear of anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overcome you. Accept the orders of the single deity, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble yourself before him. Even if the whole of creation gather together and come forth, never listen to anyone against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all conditions. What do you mean? Just hand everything to Allah. Just say to Allah, Allah, I hand it over to you. And see how the heart will feel also. How light the heart will feel. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Allah, I hand over my matter to you. It's done. I hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Hazrat says that you have a kind friend and you message him or you went to him, I tell you, done. Don't worry about it. Sorted out. How you walk out now? Hey, alhamdulillah. Sorted out. I had this burden on my head like a mountain. And he just said, right, sorted. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Allah Ta'ala has already taken care of it. I know what your taqaza will be. I know what your need is. You just have to put it to me. And then I'll show you how I will take care of it. Here's some difficulty might come. أشد البلاي الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah's test will come in different ways, and those that were tested the most are Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Person may think, but so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tested them the most, and in that also how they handled themselves over to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No complaint whatsoever. And those that will be closer to the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, Allah will test them also in the same way. Allah, that's why they say that a person is not being tested, then he should be fearful. Allah, how come nothing is happening? It's too good to be true. Everything is just smooth sailing. Now, a person feels now that, you know, everything is good. So Allah Ta'ala loves me. Nabi Ali Salatu was the most beloved. Tested in every, we ask Allah for afiyat. But in the test also, a person will be enjoying himself. Now he's handing himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even more, and his yaqeen and ta'alluq and contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting stronger. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent forth any command, in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, you do so and so thing, you don't do. So Allah ta'ala sends forth a command, he does so with great wisdom and awareness. There will be only goodness for you if you follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you place your full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will complete all your tasks through His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being worthy of placing one's trust in. No matter how many specialists a person may have also, but they also under the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But how much trust he'll put now? Whether it be a mechanic also, I got the top mechanic. The top mechanic now, he forgot even one screw or something now in the radiator. What happened? Thought he was an expert. But then he flopped up. Well, the doctor also, some mistake he made there. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can trust him completely. Whoever has handed over his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never turn elsewhere. If one had a second heart, then he would be able to also turn towards others. However, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not placed two hearts in the chest of any man. There's only one heart. The heart is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A point to note.
He said, no person can ever have more tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. However, their manner of tawakkul was not that they abandoned the available external means and said, Allah is sufficient for us, He will just sit back and do nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum prepared for battle and went forth. وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مُسْتَطَعْتُمْ Allah Ta'ala gave the command. They prepared to the best of your ability. When the Jamaat went to Afghanistan also, and then the Mujahideen were asked, that here you had the superpowers of the world coming all against you. And how many countries with the firepower of the world they came? And what technology they came with? You all had. You all just finished the jihad with the Russians. Broken tanks, broken guns, and even the boots they were wearing were worn out. So the way they explained also, that Mujahid mentioned that yes, they were on that level, that high. We were here at the bottom. But we fulfilled the command of Allah. So we asked, what was the command of Allah? Allah Ta'ala said, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مُسْتَطَعْتُمْ Allah said that you must prepare to the best of your ability, and the rest Allah will do it. So we prepared what we could prepare, and the rest, that gap in between, Allah filled it up. Within 20 years, Allah Ta'ala showed us His Qudrat. They came with so much of firepower to finish us completely, whatever bombs, whatever it may be, but then too they were unsuccessful. So we just did fulfill the command of Allah, and the rest we left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the perseverance. For 20 years, they trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like myself, we'll make one dua, it must happen yesterday already. Didn't happen, I don't think now this. Khanka is working for me, did 4 months also, run this for me, try something else now. No, for 20 years they persisted until Allah Ta'ala gave them. And how much Allah Ta'ala gave them, they mentioned also, when those forces left our country, they left behind $86 billion worth of firepower and equipment. Even if we had to try to pay them over 86 years for what they left behind, you wouldn't make so much of money. Allah Ta'ala gave it all day in our backyard for us to use it. Just in 20 years of tawakkul, Allah Ta'ala gave so much for generations to look after themselves. So who can compare to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? So they also prepared for battle and went forth. They utilized whatever means and resources were within their disposal and then proclaimed, Allah is sufficient for us. This is the meaning of tawakkul, which the Quran Sharif has taught, and which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced and instructed. The external physical means are also bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abandoning them is a form of ingratitude. It is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where a person is overcome by spiritual condition and thus abandoning the means, he will be excused. For example, he doesn't want to take medication. That too is sunnah. Say, I make tawakkul upon Allah. That too is permissible for him. But individually himself, he says, nah, I don't want to take medication. I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what is best for me. But that too is sunnah. To take medication also, that too is sunnah. But for the family members to make a decision, that we're not giving you medication. We're not putting you in the ventilator. That's not permissible. That they will take the advice of the expert doctor. They can't make that decision now that we don't want to give him the best medication. Let's see what happens. It was me, I'll do that. It was you, then you can do for yourself. But for the other family member, that you must give him the best treatment. So for yourself, you can make tawakkul. But for the family, your tawakkul won't work for them. Unless, alhamdulillah, you're on that level now, such powerful du'as you have, that you blow on the person, mashallah, and he'll get better just like that. Oh, his problems also will fly away, and he'll be in a better position. Alhamdulillah, very good. Otherwise, tawakkul a person makes for himself. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha to eat dates. However, she was first ordered to shake the date palm, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have granted her dates without her doing so. Allah Ta'ala gave the command that you must shake the date palm. Otherwise, Allah could have just dropped it down for her. But you make an effort, and then this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we learn that to make effort to earn sustenance is important as a form of means. Then one can say, I have done as much as I could do. Together with this, a person should repose full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, when it comes to sustenance, it's not according to how much effort you make. How much of trust you have in Allah. You can do not so much of effort, but I trust Allah. Allah will give me the barakat in it. And a person can work for long hours,
No trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll make the figures with no barakah. He's just coming and going. Just coming and going. How you find? Many Jama'ah brothers too. That they're hardly working. They trust in Allah. They're giving the bayan. Allah is the provider, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher. He's saying the right thing. He's saying the right thing. And that avenue or venue or that country you're planning to go and visit for 2 weeks, the Jama'ah brother, he gave the bayan and he's gone 40 days already. Trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have 40 days landed in the country. You landed in the country on your holiday. You have to pay for your transport. He landed there, whole Jama'ah waiting for him. Whole Jama'ah waiting for him, and even breakfast is waiting for you. At this Iqbal Masjid, say, come brother. Jama'ah is waiting for you. This is Khan is later also. Transport is waiting for you also. And already tartib is made out. Why? This is because he gave the right talk. He said the right thing, trusted in Allah, he jumped on the, in the car, on the plane. Doesn't know now who's going to pick him up also. Doesn't know the brother's name also. But somebody will be there. Allah will send someone. It's the whole effort of trust and tawakkul. Where I'm going to eat, which masjid I'm going to, what kind of bathroom and toilet. You just trust in Allah, it's going to happen, and it happens like that. And sometimes the person has so much trust upon himself, he goes to another country, another place, he booked the 5-star, but booking not showing. I already paid for it. Booking not showing. And this brother booked nothing. But already he's booked all the masjids everywhere he's going. Just because he's making the effort of tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala shows the fruits of it. So here also Maryam radiallahu anha was commanded. From this we learn that to make an effort to earn sustenance is important as a form of means. Then one can say, I have done as much as I could. Together with this, a person should repose full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing so, he will gain the full benefit of tawakkul. This incident of Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha has been expressed by a poet in Arabic. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى لِمَرْيَمَ وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ الْجِذْعَ يُسَاقِطُ رُطَبَ وَلَوْ شَاءَ أَحَنَ الْجِذْعَ مِنْ غَيْرِ هَذِهِ إِلَيْهَا وَلَكِنْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ سَبَبُ. Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Maryam, shake the tree, the dates will fall. If he wished, he could have granted her the dates without this effort. However, everything is linked to some cause. It is of utmost importance that this belief of tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters our minds and settles in the crevices of our hearts, that we trust in Allah. The automatic result hereof is that a believer in all conditions will solely rely on the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to do this now? One is the mindset, one is the heart is connected, and one is to verbalize it. Like Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, inna ma'iya rabbi, inna rabbi, inna ma'iya, he said it. The Nabi of Allah had said also, inna ma'iya rabbi, verily with me is my Rabb. He said it, say, yes, Allah will guide me. Then Allah said, now strike the water. So Hazrat says, look at, it's against logic. It's against logic that you got a staff in your hand. Allah Ta'ala says, take the staff and hit the water. Because Allah Ta'ala would have said, now put some power in the staff and take on Pharaoh and his army. Turn it into one sword, some super instrument that will kill the entire army. Allah says, no. You put your trust in me, I'll show you my qudrat. Take the staff which is dead and hit the water and I'll split the entire ocean for you. And now you can walk through it. Just saying it, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And for the Summat, Nabi alayhi salatu, there, Musa alayhi salatu salam said, verily my Rabb is with me. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Said, oh Abu Bakr, don't have any grief, Allah is with us. Allah is with the Summat. We just have to say, inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us. Allah will take care of it. And then see how wonders will happen. Allah Ta'ala will do it. He will not be in need of anyone, but will place his trust before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The duty of the servant is to adopt the means. The end result is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our wakil, our helper and achiever, as well as our kafil, responsible for us. In all conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our needs. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, give us understanding, how to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we learn from our mashayikh and our shaykh also. Once a person learns to do this, then this is a relationship of love with Allah. Then a person just loves Allah. He only wants to talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I've got this. Ya Allah, I know you'll just do it. Ya Allah, I know you'll do it. without any doubt. Ya Allah, I know you did it, you will do it, it will always be done by you. And in that, what enjoyment he will have also. Just talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his needs before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're coming to the end of this discussion in regards to anger. How to control anger? It is a killer disease. It kills the person and the people around him, his own family, children. Person is temperamental, he gets angry very quickly. People are afraid of him. This is not the shan, another quality of a believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how gentle he was and how soft he was. And Allah Ta'ala made him such a sahaba ikram, but touch Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Or else if it was not like that, lafaddu min hawlik, Allah Ta'ala says, it wasn't the rahmat of Allah upon you, then sahaba ikram would have run away from you. But Allah Ta'ala gave you the quality of rahmat and mercy. So in response to another letter, the Talmi rahmatullah alayhi wrote, at the time of anger, a little courage will suffice. Not just a little courage. Either separate the person upon with whom one is angry, or move away from there oneself. Don't continue. Whether it be father and son, father and child. So, better the father takes a walk, or husband and wife, employee, just take a walk. Better you don't, as you carry on engaging, then the anger just increases. So a person separates himself from the situation. If in spite of this, one still commits an error, seeking forgiveness will suffice. Do not allow yourself to be plagued by the doubt that perhaps the person has not forgiven one from the bottom of his heart, because insan is not responsible for more than that he tries to satisfy the person who has a right over him. Since this is the limit of one's choice, this is the extent of one's responsibility. Then move away from there. If you hurt somebody, ask him for forgiveness immediately. An individual sought a ta'weez for anger from Hazrat Talmi rahmatullah alayhi. What is the ta'weez for anger? So I don't get angry. So Hazrat wrote, in a gathering of people, apologize and seek forgiveness from the person with whom one became angry. So all are sitting together, the person who you became angry with from everyone. Say, please make me maaf. So all look at you, but what happened? Now, first of all, you humble yourself. Whether it's a family situation, or some friends, or some students, and something happened, you told him some bad. So next time, when all those that were there before, so from them you're asking for forgiveness. What this is happening now, is that the nafs is being humbled. So in the future now, you won't get angry again, because I've got to do this again. Go and ask again for maafi in front of everyone. Like how we have a family group sometimes, some argument takes place, the person gets angry, he makes a few statements and then he leaves the group. So now, he or she left the group, now got angry. What happened? So what Hazrat is saying now, you must come back on the group, say, I'm sorry for leaving the group. Now, say, why must I do all that now? I see that issue, why should I do all that? They made a story. No, you humble yourself, you go back over there and say, I'm sorry for leaving the group, it was my fault. In the future now you think 10 times, must I leave the group or not? Because the mashwara is go back on the group and say, I'm sorry. In fact, take his shoes, Azra says now. In fact, take the person's shoes who you got angry upon and place them on your head. Place them on your head. So to say, now humble yourself before him. I'm sorry about it. By doing this once or twice, the nafs, this is now ilaj and prescription for the nafs, which is a real chore. The nafs will come to its senses. Do you think now, getting angry is a good thing? Now you can put his shoes straight. You put it right. Now the musalli, you got angry with him. But a little bit late, he forgot his car was parking correctly. You were in a hurry also. But now when he came out, he told him some words, showed him big eyes, flashed the lights. But you got no brains, what's wrong with you? Now, he forgot his insan also. So, the next time now, just to put yourself right. Now he's coming out of the masjid, go put his shoes down for him. And you see his reaction after that. How he'll humble himself more before you. Our ustaz will tell us that when he comes to the fourth point of tabligh and da'wat, ikram, ihsan, ithar, that to forego your rights. He says, if this comes into our lives, that I forego my right, ubuluk my right, but fulfill your right. Every person has to do this. I don't demand my rights. Right now we're saying all this marching in everywhere else, in every country, wherever it is, all that marching is, you want our rights, you want our rights, you want our rights. It's all about rights. The Sharia says, give up your right. The Ustaz will say, if you give up your right and fulfill the rights of others, automatically they will fulfill your right. They'll come to their senses that he's doing so much. I'm hardly doing anything for him. Now, at least I should do something for him. And if I can't do something, at least now, be kind to him, give him a good word. To the extent Hazrat was saying also, that even if you can't do so much for that person, how much is he doing for you? Just to say, Jazakallahu khayran, is enough dua to reward him for all that he's doing. And really you want to do more than that also, then three times read Suratul Ikhlas. The reward of him, Quran Sharif, send the reward to him. Allah, this kind person, so much he's done, send Surah Ikhlas for him. Qiyamah's day, when he's looking for the one reward, then he sees, so many times you send for me. And just you sending for him also, you getting the neki also. One Quran Sharif for you. And then you send the reward for him also. And then mashallah, both will go to Jannah together. So the nafs will come to its senses. Replying to another question on anger, the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali wrote, the quick appearance of anger is natural. There is no harm in this. The person will get irritated, will get angry. This is something which is involuntary. He has to act upon it. It dictates, particularly when it contravenes the bounds of Shariat, it will be harmful. So to get irritated, to get angry. But then to Hazrat says, that a person is still getting irritated, still getting angry. It still shows Islah is not made. When Islah is made, then there will be no anger. He won't get irritated. Why? His heart is connected. To the extent Hazrat Masulah Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say, that when the heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every breath is connected to Allah. If somebody is to thump him on his back with a flat palm, how it stings and pain. He won't even look back to see who thumped him also. In his heart, Allah, I came from you, I'm happy. Allah, I came from you, I'm happy with it. I'm only one slave. He put in the person's heart, to give me a shot like that, Allah, I came, everything happens by the command of Allah. So he says, in that case now you won't get irritated, you won't get angry also. So from there we can gauge now how much my Islah is made. The wife hardly spoke two words, already I'm irritated. Or children just made one mistake. How many times I told you? Careless. Now you're really irritated. Wife, what happened to you now? You're so irritated tonight. What's the moods about? So then from there we can gauge now how much Islah is made. I'm still getting angry, still getting irritated, getting impatient. So in the beginning, yes, it's natural. But as the person connects to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he's connected, and then he takes care of the khalq and the makhluq and the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The cure for this is nothing but resolute courage, not to get angry, not to show irritation also. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam, salient feature was that the more he was, so to say, irritated by someone, or the more he was pushed into a situation, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed more hilm, more tolerance, and he smiled even more. So many incidents about this also, that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when really he was put to the test, how he smiled even more. That doesn't get irritated. That he showed more tolerance. So a person is courage. Included in this courage is for one to part from the person anger, that is angering one. To read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and to remember one's father. This is courage now. When a person is really angry, to walk away, that too you need courage. Alright, and we know usually when the person is angry, there's two parties, two factions and they're fighting. Then just to separate them or to hold the person back, not to go forward, he wants to move forward. And only people have to hold him back. So it just shows now how much, he's got so much courage to fight. Now use the courage to move away from there. Now you're a real wrestler. Now you're a real wrestler where you didn't go forward. Use the courage now to actually back up and to go away. That you need courage for. So a person is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem to remember one's faults, sins and shortcomings along with the possibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and anger descending on one. This is highly effective. One will have to forcefully adopt softness for a long time before it becomes ingrained in one's nature to continue forgiving. Don't think twice. Everything is maaf. Immediately a person forgives till it becomes natural in a person. That's how you find these titles of ulamahad, Shafiqul Ummah, the most compassionate one upon the Ummah. For so much muhabbat, so much love, don't harm anyone. To the extent of our kabir, subhanallah, they became so compassionate, not only to the to insan, even to animals also. That there's so many incidents mentioned by Masulah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who was so compassionate, so soft. One brother told me himself also, that Hazrat Ji was so soft, so loving, that you could just not make him angry. Not possible to make him angry also. It was just love and muhabbat. Anybody just walked in, they just loved him. So he says that he was in the boarding at the time in Jalalabad. So there was one student that used to irritate the other students. So the students were around this person who was a bit more courageous, you can say, not in the right way, very brave. So they told him, why don't you sort out that guy? He said, I sort him out. Follow South Africans. So he said, he saw this person irritating some. So he said, I got very angry. So I took the thali, he had that, what do you call the thali? The big plate we use in Darulums. Jamaats come to use a big the steel plate. He said, I waited now behind the staircase. When this brother passed, he says, I conked him and shot on his head with it. What a sound it made also. And I ran to my room. I ran to my room and I just lay down. Let's see what, let him come here, I'll show him. He said, I was furious. Then there was a whole hue and cry in the madrasa. Something happened. Then he went to Hazrat Jibra Masul Akhasa. Something happened. But who did that? He said, so and so. He says, now I can hear something's happening outside the room. And now I can hear Hazrat Ji's voice coming. But that too with compassion. Obviously, the big thing in the madrasa happened. So he said, Hazrat Ji, before you could walk into the room, he said, I covered my head like I'm sleeping. But I'm angry inside. The person has to come here, I'll finish him. So Hazrat Ji just came, he made salam with me, and he just picked up the blanket and he put his hand on my head. He said, beta, ghussa mat karna. Beta, ghussa mat karna. He said, oh my beloved son, don't get angry. Don't get angry. When this brother told me, he was almost crying. He said, from that day I never got angry again. This is the effect of the sohbat. Beta, ghussa mat karna. Oh my beloved son, don't get angry. Say, my ghussa went to me. Another incident during Hajj, one who passed away, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, you should be very angry. Wife say anything, finish, use hand sometime also. He said, I went for Hajj, and he said that 4 months, Hajj was 4 months at the time. So I got into Hazrat Ji's khidmat, to take milk for him every day. So he said, I'll be his khadim, nobody can touch him. So during the Hajj, he said, I used to be there, tell the bus driver also, you must go like this, go like that, I got on Buzruk here. So coming from Arafat, coming back to Mina. So the bus driver stopped because there was traffic. He said, I went to the front. I told him, you better move. I told him, you better move it up because you need to get to Mina. He said, as I'm tackling the bus driver, I look in the front, I say, Hazrat Ji already got up and is walking. And I'm fighting with him. I'm fighting with the bus driver, he didn't say anything, quietly, he got off, so much of tolerance, didn't get angry also, the bus driver stopped middle of nowhere, and he's walking. So I felt embarrassed, I picked up my bag and I started walking also. At the end of the Hajj, then he called the Hajji sahab. He said, MashaAllah, we spent time together, etc. And he had a history of very bad anger tantrums. So he told him, he said, Hajji sahab, he said, tumhare andar bahut gussa hai. You have a lot of anger in you. I'm giving you one ilaj, one prescription. Whenever you get angry in the future, just say my name Masihullah. Just take my name Masihullah. So the Hadith Sahib told me, he says, from that day onwards, when I thought about that, I would just say Masihullah. And my heart would just calm down. My heart would just calm down, just thinking of his face, his muhabbat, his love, his compassion. And he said, my anger would go away. The barakah that is suhbat and love for the Ahlullah, Allah Ta'ala made istah like that. Till subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala cured him from that more or less. This is courage. So Hazrat says, one will have to forcefully adopt softness for a long time before it becomes ingrained in one's nature. But what do we feel? If I become soft, they'll take advantage of me. So what's the answer for that? Trust Allah. Make tawakkul. Allah, I'm doing it as a sunnah. The perfect good outcome is in the hands of Allah. So I might feel they take advantage, but Allah will make a perfect outcome for me. Don't lose hope and become discouraged. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and amal, inshaAllah.
Very importantly, these advices, my dear brothers, usually we think now, this advice is for my wife, or she'll think it's for my husband. Advice is for myself. Husband will think, my wife gets angry, hope she's listening, so she must take this advice. And she'll think, my husband, hope he's listening. Advice is for myself first. If I will change, everybody will change. And if they don't change also, then they should also think, how come now he's become so soft, so much of tolerance in him? And sometimes we make fun also. Oh, you've gone very tolerant now, very soft. What happened to you? And they also, we're going to be more tolerant. Now a person is poking at me. Now you're really upsetting me. I'm trying to be good, but now then to you irritating me. So they also, this pride and takabbur. So it's for the husband, for the wife, for the children, for all of us. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding each other. What time was that? 8:32. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jalisu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله give us the qualities of توكل my Lord trust in you كريم رحيم الله we place our توكل our trust our lives before you all our conditions that grant us the نسبة التعلق my Lord the connection with you كريم رحيم الله يا الله you take care of all our matters كريم رحيم الله Rahim Allah, of dunya, of qabr, of our maut, of akhirat, till we reach Jannat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us good akhlaq, give us beautiful hearts, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, save us from anger, from pride, and all the illnesses of the heart. Make us beautiful human beings, beautiful ummatis, and your true slaves, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make us a benefit and an asset to the ummat and to mankind, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Use us for the fikr of deen. Make us a means of hidayat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us al-afiyah, sihat, and salamat. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.